Migargo, mi umau. Migargo, por piro down the bayou. My Yvonne, the sweetest one, mi umau. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
Let's go back 20 years or so. Did you see the movie Steel Magnolias? It was notable because of its all-women star cast. Shirley MacLaine, Sally Field, Dolly Parton, Julia Roberts, I think, in her breakthrough role, Olympia Dukakis and Daryl Hannah. It really captured the humour and strength in female friendship. Many people watch it with a box of tissues nearby, but there are plenty of funny lines too. Now, the stage show is being performed in Australia, and the writer of the original play and the screenplay, Robert Harling, is here for the play's opening next week. Hello, Robert.
Hello.
And I'd also like to welcome Marion Frizzell, who plays the character of Shelby in the play, a young woman with diabetes type 1. Hello.
Hi.
Robert, I have to ask, Steel Magnolias, where does the title come from?
It's actually something I had heard all my life. It sort of refers to the dichotomy of southern the structure of a southern woman's personality, how the magnolia, which is a very delicate flower, it bruises easily, and that's a lot of people's perception of frail southern femininity. But actually, my experience, and why I guess someone coined the phrase a long time ago, was that Southern women, while seeming frail and fragile and beautiful, are actually made of much stronger stuff. That's what I witnessed in my lifetime. So when it came time to choose a title for the piece, Steel Magnolias seemed appropriate because it's something that appears frail and gentle, but is actually made of steel.
I want to perhaps come back to some of that later. But you grew up there, didn't you? You grew up in the South.
Yes, I grew up there, yes.
And the play is based on your own family, your late and much-loved sister who had diabetes type 1. How close is the Shelby character played by Marion to your sister?
Very, very close. In fact, it's completely my sister's experience. She became a juvenile diabetic. And then had the challenge of, she was advised because of the nature of her own particular singular condition that having a child was not advisable, but she wanted a child more than anything and had the child. And that's the drama. That's the drama of the story.
That has changed now, of course, for young women with type 1 diabetes.
Oh, quite a bit. Yeah. Quite a bit. I'm always careful to point out that many strides have been made. And once again, as I said before, my sister was a very particular situation. And everyone, you know, I'm certainly no expert, but this is not meant to be a cautionary tale.
No, quite. Was it hard to write, though, given, you know, how much you had cared for her?
Actually, just the opposite. I wrote the play in 10 days. It just came out because I had lived it. I had experienced the community of women that surrounded my mother and my sister. My mother had donated a kidney after my sister had failed. That's part of the play. So it was something I had to do. It was something I didn't have to make anything up. It's all true.
Now, tell me about the setting, because one is constrained in the theatre. You can't have lots of different settings. This pretty much all happens in one place.
It happens in the beauty parlour. When looking for a place to set it, I wanted a place that was singularly for women. And I know it's a cliche where they let their hair down, but I was always reminded and fascinated as a little boy that my mother and her friends, the ladies of the neighborhood, would all go down to a beauty parlor just across the street, which was a converted garage, and on Saturday morning, and they would all disappear and come back with the same hairdo. So I said, okay, that's the place. I was never allowed in as a small boy, so it always had a bit of mystery to me, and I said, well, that's where I'll put them.
Now, I'm intrigued by something, the hairdo. They all had the same one. What was it like?
They all seemed to look like they had football helmets, different colors, but they were all, it was like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, and they returned all the women of the neighborhood with the same football helmet hairdo.
Marion, I want to bring in you here. Are you going to have the football helmet hairdo or...?
No, I'm not. I think my mother's generation, the older characters, they'll have it, yeah.
How are you, because you are playing Shelby, the young woman, the character around which it all hinges, really, the woman, young woman with diabetes type 1 who is defying medical advice and decides to have a baby. How have you prepared yourself for the role?
Well, I've obviously researched what it means to have diabetes and be living in quite a frail body, what that means psychologically, and just really diving into the word Robert's words, the words he's chosen to represent his sister and what that evokes in me. And Shelby is an extraordinary character. She's all heart. She's very selfless. And she has this need to have a child.
It's a great role, isn't it?
It's gorgeous. You know, as an actor, you often go in there and you do very heart-wrenching stuff. And this, all I have to do is go in and be all heart and
yes,
love.
She's, 'cause she's been, you know, she's had the medical advice, but she's determined. She's driven.
She's very.
And she has the confidence of youth. She's sure she's going to get through it.
Yes, she's got that idealism, which I really relate to. I'm very idealistic, and she believes that anything's possible. And although the doctors might be urging her in another direction, she's not going to let that stop her desire.
The play is also about the mother-daughter relationship between Shelby and her mother, Malin. Can you relate to the way Shelby's trying to establish her independence as a young adult, yet she really still needs her mum?
Absolutely. My mother, bless her heart, I adore her, but I'm her only daughter and she is very protective, and I definitely relate to needing that support of your mother. Like, unconditionally, I need it, but I also have to know that I can make it on my own.
Mm. On Life Matters today, we are talking about Steel Magnolias, which is a version of the play is going to be touring the country, I think. And my guests are, Marion Frizzell, who you've just been hearing from. She's playing the critical role of Shelby in the play. And Julia Roberts played that role in the film. And I think Nicole Kidman has done it on the Australian stage in the past. And also with us is Robert Harling, the man behind it, the writer of Steel Magnolias. Robert, female friendship. It's an interesting area for a man to write about, because many men are envious of female friendships but don't claim to understand them. Many women say you've captured it really well.
I can't take total credit for that. I've always been an observer all my life, and I think when it came time to create these characters, what inspired the whole thing, the whole work, in addition to the story of my sister, was I was so impressed by the way the women surrounding my mother and my sister had a support system. Mm. In times of the greatest crisis, I noticed that my father and the other guys, his contemporaries, just couldn't handle it. They couldn't deal. They would leave. They would not leave in the sense of run away, but they would just sort of distance themselves a little bit from the intensity of it. But the women were always there, and they were always there with humor. And I noticed by watching through a sort of a passage door, and the women
literally
in the women, it's our house has a passage window through from the den to the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And I was watching the women in the kitchen and the men in the living room, and the men were all basket cases, but the women in the kitchen were getting it done. They were doing what they needed to do, getting the food ready, and the camaraderie was very supportive, and the men were just sitting around. And then I noticed when the men went into the kitchen, the women's body language, everything changed. And I said, this is a fascinating dynamic, that the women, when they're together, are completely different operating dynamic.
Yeah. Well, the humor, you've mentioned, it's a big part of this play. It's often quite sharp.
Mm. Well, I think that again is a testament to the women that I knew. I grew up surrounded by women who spoke very wittily. Everything they said was clever. It was almost like they tried to one-up each other with cleverness. And they've always been funny. Everything they always said to me was funny. So it's just their nature, their character. And I hope I was able to capture it.
So from what you're saying, you've kind of been, I think you're being modest, because you're almost saying, hey, I didn't write this, I've just transcribed it.
Well, I think in some ways, I mean, I've gone on to write other things, so I guess I am a writer. But there's a certain joy of language and the way the Southerners speak that I think...
It's more Baroque, isn't it?
It's very Baroque. It absolutely is very Baroque.
And it's extremely... There's a higher level of what you might call politeness.
It's true. And everything is a story. There's no short answers. As you can tell from talking to me, I will go forever.
Marion, I have to come back to you. I'm told the set is actually a working hairdressing salon. Your hair will be getting a lot of attention.
Yes, yes. I enter with curlers, and Jackie Weaver, who's... Well, obviously a wonderful actress, she gets to do my hair on stage for the wedding. Yeah, and some of the other characters actually get their hair wet. We've got a basin that works, and they get their hair washed on stage and done all while being on stage. Yeah.
Of course, in the film, I think Shelby gets her hair cut. I'm guessing you won't.
Yes, luckily I do have a wig that's been specially made, and it looks great. It looks really real, and so you'll just get the end of the haircut.
Right.
Yeah.
Robert, the theme of the play, and of course the film, is Life Goes On, and that can sound a bit glib, but has that been your philosophy?
It definitely has been my philosophy, and I think the very fact that I'm in Sydney in this wonderful... this wonderful environment and these wonderful actors are doing the play again after 20 years says to me that my sister story is a very strong message that can be told again. The play's almost never stopped being done since initially. So I just look at that as the story goes on, life goes on.
Thank you, both of you, for joining me today. Robin Harling.
Thank you.
Who is the playwright and the scriptwriter in Steel Magnolias, and the play with Marion Frizzell in the role of Shelby opens in Sydney next week, then tours the country for the next, I think it's 6 months. You'll find details on the Life Matters website, and that's at abc.net.au/rn/Life Matters. I'm Richard Ady, and you're on ABC Radio National.